This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in August. We're talking no other than Hemp Americana, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HMPQ. And with us today to bring us up to speed and up to date is the CEO of that company, Mr. Salvador Rosello. Salvador, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for welcoming me and allowing me to speak in your radio.
You know, the last time you were on the show, you asked me to reach out to yourself and to your stockholders to maybe they would bring us up to speed on being some sort of distributors. That being said, where are we at in that junction with sales?
Oh, well, like you know, you cannot make an omelet before the egg is hatched. The egg is almost hatched. It can be any day. But people want an omelet, and it's not ready. Everything takes forever. For instance, I'm going to give you an example. The labels. We have 14 labels for the full spectrum and 14 labels for the desolate full spectrum. They take 2 to 3 months to print them because there's so many labels. Okay? So I had to restructure and order less labels so they could be finished quickly.
Okay.
But this is to show you that you are as strong as your weakest link. And in this moment, what is holding us up is the labels. It took us a long time to design the labels, okay? Because some people might not understand that we are almost like a garage operation, except that we have spent already $10 million. But still, the money has come from selling shares through the Reg A Plus. By the way, the Reg A Plus only restricted to New York State. But listen to this. Anybody in the world can buy it. So in a way, the other 49 states are being denied the right to buy it. And this happens all along the 50 states. Everyone has these regulations that impede interstate traffic.
So let me ask you this. Where are we at in the sales force distribution and developing of the company?
Well, the idea came out in one of those interviews that we did in the past of asking the shareholders to step up to the plate and become more involved in the company. There's many ways. One of the ways that is very important at this moment, because we have people dumping and trying to bring us down, the stock is down, and I do not understand why. We have now 45 distributors in 4 countries, most of them in the United States. As you know, we have over 20,000 shareholders. And again, I'm calling on them to help us now by buying the shares, either the Reg A shares that are qualified overseas or in New York State, or just buying the shares on the market.
And how would they do that?
Oh, they send a request for Reg A shares to hempamericana@gmail.com. And we will respond, sending them the proper documents, and we take it from there. So right now, as I said, we're in the final stages. I would say that by next week, we will have the first fully ready for market product. Label correctly, you know, with barcodes for each one, and tamper-proof as they should be. And we will begin distributing But now our stage that we're in is the development of the distribution force. One thing is that people will add their name and want to join in. And another thing is to do it. And to help them do it, we are beginning to sort of an orientation kind of a training to help them distribute. And as I said to most of them, this product is not restricted to dispensaries, health food shops, or anything like that. It can be sold in beauty shops. It can be sold in garages. It can be sold over the counter. It can be sold anywhere.
So on the building of the inventory, where are we at right now, building of the inventory?
Well, the inventory here, oh, by the way, our main extractor quit about 4 weeks ago. So we had to develop new extractor, lead extractors. For that, we brought the, as you know, we have the Vitalis CO2 extracting machine from Canada. And so they send us a trainer, her name Tish Castillo, and she was wonderful and trained for a week two new lead extractors that are, as we speak, every day they are extracting, preparing for September 5th, which is harvest time in Maine. As you know, in Maine, the extracting...
Did you say September what? I say that date again, Salvador.
Oh, yeah. September 5th. October 5th.
Okay, October 5th.
October 5th is the hemp fest, the first hemp fest in Maine to be held by the farmers that has to be... they have to have a license from the government to grow. And we are, as extractors, must buy the flower from these approved farmers.
Let me ask you this. Just give us a little bit of the near future, what HMPQ is going to look like here in the next 30 to 90 days.
Well, right now we need capital, okay, to finish everything. Because right now I am digging into my own funds to keep the company going, because... I need people to step up, buy stock, and fund us for this last leg, which will be a month or two long. And from then on, we have tremendous amount of product already ready, bottled, which soon will be labeled and tamper-proof, and we'll keep filling up bottles. But for the farmers, I gave them three options. One is that they come to the extraction lab with their material, and they pay a fee and they take the oil. The second one is that they come and we take 35% of the oil produced and they take the rest of the oil. And the third one, which is the better one, is they bring in, we extract it, but we continue all the steps going into bottling and distribution, and the farmers keep their share, original share, which was 65%. They keep that all the way through to the market, and minus expenses of getting there, of course. But so that is, I have to go to Maine to meet with everybody and be ready to service them. We are getting all the machines picked up and the people also expecting that.
In closing here, Salvador, like I said, we got a couple seconds left. In closing, what do you want my listeners and your investors to take away from this interview?
I hope I wanted to say that they should help us now. Anybody that is involved in this company, and of course, this is a forward projection, but I think they will be very wealthy in the future. Okay, anybody that helps us. The stock right now is laughable. It's about half a cent or 0.006 or something like that. And when I started the company building the lab, the stock was 4. 4 cents. So we have gone down and down, even though we have no debt, everything's paid, everything's ready to go, and we have lots of material to sell and distribute. Okay, so I do not understand it. What is it that they and are missing?
I understand that. Well, that's just a part of being on the OTC. There's ups and downs in that. My guest today has been Salvador Rosello. He's the CEO of Hemp Americana, Inc. Take a look at his stock. You can find it on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HMPQ. Varied under value here at 0.6 cents. Salvador, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 30 days and give us an update of what's going on and how distribution is performing.
I hope by then we will be distributing.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.